Hello from the summit of Mount Washington. FRM on April 19th, the summit was under cloudy skies with a visibility of 70 miles above a partial undercast. The temperature is 26 degrees with winds from the south at 14 miles per hour, providing a wind chill of 14 degrees. The barometer was reading 23.80 inches and rising. Yesterday on the summit, our high was 35 degrees and our low was 23. Our peak wind gust was from the south at 22 miles per hour, and the summit received 0.04 inches of precipitation in the form of freezing drizzle, sleet, and snow, with current ground conditions consisting of 2 inches of ice-coated snow with deeper patches. While looking at the weather map, a warm front and a shortwave to our south will shift offshore Friday as a weak ridge crests over the region ahead of a cold front approaching from the west for Friday evening into Saturday. Friday will start with a warm front shifting to the east, providing a few flurries or sprinkles that will linger into the morning hours. As the front departs, precipitation is expected to taper as a wedge of dry air works over the region. A moist flow above and below the higher summits will result in cloudy to mostly cloudy skies overhead and a partial undercast below, as well as intermittent fog. While the clouds overhead are expected to remain, the clouds below will likely thin for the midday hours. Temperatures are expected to steadily rise during the day Friday, with the higher terrain rising above freezing by the afternoon. Despite the improved temperatures, winds will increase throughout the day, making it feel increasingly colder on exposed skin. Heading into Friday evening, a few overrunning showers could move in overhead as a cold front approaches from the west. As the front continues to approach, clouds will thicken and lower to summit fog by Friday night. Precipitation will become more widespread and persistent, especially after midnight into Saturday morning. Initial showers will fall as rain, but a transition to snow is expected as temperatures drop with the passing front. Snow will start at the highest terrain overnight, but then drop in elevation to about 4,000 feet by Saturday afternoon as cold air continues to flow in aloft. Saturday night, an upper-level trough will allow for continued upslope snow showers with a secondary cold front approaching from the northwest for Sunday. Winds will decrease slightly on Saturday, but will increase once again Saturday night as the front shifts. As cold air continues to move in Saturday night, the freezing line will drop further, reaching 2,000 feet by Sunday morning. Some sheltered valleys in the north could see freezing temperatures return by Sunday morning as well. As a result, any areas that see rain or runoff on Friday night into Saturday will see these surfaces icing up by Saturday night into Sunday. As a result, icy trail conditions will develop. In addition to the newly falling snow and ice, some trails could still have icy monorails carrying over from the winter. And as you ascend, increasingly icy conditions can be expected throughout the weekend. Added traction, winter hiking gear, and experience are still necessary for most trails within the higher terrain throughout the White Mountains. For your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook, Friday the summits will be mostly in the clear under mostly cloudy skies and above a partial undercast. There'll be a slight chance of morning snow flurries, then a slight chance of afternoon sprinkles or isolated rain showers. Possible snow accumulations will be a trace to less than 1 inch. Temps will rise to the mid-30s, winds will be from the south, shifting southwest at 10 to 25 miles per hour early, 20 to 35 miles per hour midday, and 45 to 60 miles per hour but gusts up to 70 miles per hour later. Wind chills will be 10 to 20 above. Friday night, the summits will be in the clouds with a chance of mixed showers early, then snow likely after midnight. Snow and sleet accumulations will be a trace to 2 inches. Temps will fall to the mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest, shifting to the west at 45 to 60 miles per hour early, 50 to 70 miles per hour but gusts up to 80 miles per hour around midnight, and 40 to 55 miles per hour later. Wind chills will be falling to 0 to 10 above. Saturday, the summits will be in the clouds with snow early, then afternoon snow showers. Additional snow accumulations will be 1 to 3 inches. Temps will start in the mid-20s and then fall through the day to the upper teens. Winds will be from the west at 40 to 55 miles per hour early, 30 to 45 miles per hour midday, and 40 to 55 miles per hour but gusts up to 65 miles per hour later. Wind chills will be falling to 0 to 10 below. And Saturday night, the summits will be in the clouds with a chance of snow showers. Possible additional snow accumulations will be a trace to less than 1 inch. Temps will fall to the mid-teens. Winds will be from the west, shifting to the northwest at 40 to 55 miles per hour early, 50 to 70 miles per hour but gusts up to 80 miles per hour around midnight, and 35 to 50 miles per hour later. Wind chills be falling to 5 below to 15 below. And that is your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook. This is meteorologist Ryan Knapp reporting from the Mount Washington Observatory on the summit of Mount Washington, New Hampshire.